So, James O'Wear from Friends of the Earth, you were here at the kind of Voters First seminar by the Electoral Commission as well. Tell us a little bit about who pulls the strings and what you were talking about.
Yeah, it's Who Pulls the Strings is a campaign we've been running for about a year now. And it's very much to do with finding out who's funding our political parties. And the reason for that is, you know, our big concept is sustainable development, and all across the world the evidence is that if you want a low carbon society, a more sustainable society, one more at peace with itself, a healthy democracy is really important. And one of the key things in that is, you know, openness and transparency in government.
So what do you think are the what are the risks of not having open financial funding of political parties? At the moment, they usually claim security and various other things as to...
Well, there's no evidence about intimidation. That evidence has never been presented. But I think the key issue is, why are party donors a privileged group of people compared with every other person who gets involved in politics here? So the Electoral Commission publishes who prints leaflets, for example. You know, we can find out who's at party conferences. We know he works in... But there seems to be this privileged position given to party donors. And looking particularly at how decisions are made in the planning system, we're just saying that public confidence would be restored enormously in all aspects of government, but particularly the planning system, if we found out who is funding parties. We're not saying there's anything wrong with that, there's a problem.
But you fear that there could it could be open to abuse by...
Well, there's a perception there, you know, and, you know, the perception can be reality at times. You know, the perception is that there's a culture where clientelism rules, cronyism rules. Some people are empowered in order to help their friends. And
are there any downsides, do you think, to the openness?
Goodness, that's a good question. There's embarrassment issues for political parties. I think that's probably the downside for them, that in as much as...
Knowing who they accept money from.
Yeah, we know that, you know, money transcends the religious divide, for example. You know, a developer, for example, will fund any party to get their way.
So there's no evidence that they particularly do?
There's no evidence that they do, but, you know, I can perceive an embarrassment issue there happening, but it's only a small embarrassment, you know, because in every other country that's gone through conflict, embedding transparency in is a way to get normal. So,
do you think there's any movement? Recently, the rules look like they've been extended for another while. Do you think we'll ever get to a point in the next 10 years where local parties will say who funds them?
No party will voluntarily decide that they need transparency, and this is why it's a reserve matter for the Northern Ireland office. So basically NIO are saying that our local parties got a veto on it at the minute because they've accepted for the third time the extension of the prescribed period. However, the Northern Ireland Select Committee is meeting very soon to discuss this issue and is looking for evidence, and they called for evidence yesterday. So
three or four of the members are, guess what, from local parties?
But only three or four, you know, and...
So you have some hope it might change?
We have to believe in evidence. We have to believe in, you know, reason. Uh-huh. You know, and I'm presenting a logical, coherent argument to say, well, we know it's difficult for you, it's not easy at this stage, but if you want, you know, healthy democracy embedded in this society, it's one of the basic pillars, you know, and let's do it.
And do you expect you'll be going to lobby the...
we'll be lobbying, you know, and the good thing is we know the majority of people support us. The Electoral Commission surveys reveal over 70%. We did a postcard campaign, well over 5,000 people responded, you know, and then say, yeah, we absolutely support this. So all the evidence is there's public opinion wants it. And privately the parties say, listen, we know we have to do this, but...
Just not yet.
It's a bit like St. Augustine, you know, it was one of the slides he showed, oh Lord, give me chastity, but just not yet, you know.
We'll watch this space. Thank you.
Right.